Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 330 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today is the final episode of season 5. The idea that you can fall behind at any age is wild. We are always analyzing everyone around us to make sure that we are on par or ahead of the masses. And this is not our fault, of course. It is another product of social conditioning. But it's our responsibility to recognize when we are comparing, and it's detrimental to our health. Since we were kids, our parents checked our percentiles on our physical growth. They compared our language and our motor skills to other kids in our classes. They never accounted for different physical or mental abilities, learning styles, backgrounds. And we as a society are always being ranked using some of the most ridiculous and arbitrary grading systems. And we're graded and we are compared and we are ranked from the time that we're born until the time that we die. We're ranked and compared by these arbitrary systems by everyone in our lives too. Our doctors, our teachers, our bosses, our partners, our social circles, and ourselves. But we all seem to forget how arbitrary and made up the fucking rubric is. Every few years, it all changes, and society adapts to these new expectations. Just like fashion trends, what is expected of us as individuals will change and morph. But the use of rubrics and comparative measurements and grading systems never seem to go away. It's like a virus, mutating into something new, keeping us sick and scared, but never staying still long enough for us to know what is actually killing us. We all develop differently and at different speeds and paces. Someone who is a master at one thing may be a mess at another, and vice versa. These things are rarely taken into account in a society that puts so little value on our differences. And there is really no such thing as falling behind. We can only fall behind if we disregard ourselves. When we ignore our own wisdom and our own learning and our own wants and needs, we are betraying ourselves. And that is the closest thing that I can think of to actually falling behind. Honestly, if society says you're behind, but you're doing better than you were 5 years ago or even 5 minutes ago, I say society is very wrong and should mind its own frickin' business. Society has never been able to make up its mind about anything. Men wore heels and dresses until the 60s, and pink was initially branded as a manly color. The anti-gay rhetoric of the Christian faith started in the 70s. Not by God himself, as people like to claim, because they heard it from some probably closeted queer ignorant-ass priest somewhere. But anyway, that is absolutely a rant for another day. The point is, Society can't make up its frickin' mind on anything, and so we need to stop living by it. Shit, just look at something as basic as our fashion trends. We went from low-rise jeans to high-rise jeans, from skinny jeans to wide ones. Eyebrows came into fashion in less than a decade, and nearly every single woman that I know has spent a very large amount of money trying to assimilate into the new trends since we all plucked our shit so skinny trying to assimilate to the last one. Most societal rules are bullshit. The ones that are meant to keep people physically and emotionally safe are the only ones that we should abide by. But the rest are just opinions that change with the wind. We do have to start admitting when a lot of the rules are rules we all follow not because they are helpful or safe, but simply because they are limiting. Since our society is based on power, limiting people based on arbitrary rules can convince us we are under more control and keep us under the control of those around us and keep us from fighting back. If we're all distracted by keeping up with trends, leveling up, looking, doing better than everyone around us, comparing, and living by these rubrics, we will have no time to get angry and see who's making these rubrics. It is a lot of work to fall in line, to listen to the rules, and to adapt to all the new ones. And that's the point. You're not actually supposed to get everything done and have spare time. They've built the system so you're constantly working against yourself, so you don't have to work against them. Rules, good rules, are intended to create order. And like I said, order is essential to enhancing safety and security in a large society. Traffic laws, for instance, are a great time for rules. Seatbelts, turn signals, respecting lines and lights are all great things that keep us and those around us safe. Those rules make sense. Lots of people with lots of different experience at lots of different mental states are behind the wheel of very dangerous and heavy machinery. That means order and rules are essential to keeping people safe. But by making everyone obey the same safety rules, we keep each other and ourselves safe. And sometimes, safety rules will even change, like our masks. Masks don't hurt anyone, but they can help protect. So that rule is a no-brainer. It's not painful to me, it's not painful to those around me, but it can keep me and others safe. Great, sure. Masks became political, but that is not the point. Rules that actively work against the safety of others, like the right to carry automatic weapons or anti-abortion laws or refusing to wear masks, are the opposite. They are disguised as safety rules intended to make us safer, but in reality, they make more people unsafe. They become politicized only to create more divide in us civilians, so we keep fighting over semantics and societal rubrics, but we're misplacing our righteous anger on each other, rather than to the people making these insidious rules. Basically, if you want to break a rule that can't hurt those around you, go for that shit. Wear whatever the fuck you want to wear, love whoever the fuck you want to love, read and listen and believe whatever the fuck you want to read and listen and believe in. But remember, if a rule isn't keeping anyone safe, it's probably a control tactic, and it's probably bullshit.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.